Is there no limit to the ambition of Amazon? Here's Jeff Bezos in April 2017 talking about the problems with American healthcare.
We're working on having a vision in that arena. The medical care system is so big, no one company can do this.
Well, now he's found his two other companies, and it is on. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Earlier this week, Amazon, JP Morgan Chase, and Berkshire Hathaway announced that they are forming a venture to make healthcare more affordable for their employees. There is a lot to say on that topic, but let's just talk about Amazon for a minute. Here's a company that seems to want to be a monopoly, not just in one area, but in several of them. So it is a great topic for our quality assurance segment, taking a second look at the big news story of the week. Alexander Nazarian is a senior writer for Newsweek. In 2016, he wrote a piece called How Jeff Bezos is Hurtling Toward World Domination. I asked him if there's ever been another company with Amazon's broad ambition.
I think General Electric is probably our closest approximation, and that's obviously a very 20th century model. I don't know that there is an equivalent. It's like they're already so dominant, and yet they're still so incredibly ambitious.
What do you think is going on here? Why does Amazon think that it can come in and form what appears to be like a small country, or maybe a big country with these other two companies, and solve, you know, healthcare?
And he probably sees it the way he saw the bookstore of like 1995, just not a good way to do business. And he seems to me that he thinks, I can just do this better, right? I'm really good at delivering things when we talk about healthcare delivery, and I'm really good at delivering things cheaply. And the other thing that we always talk about is bending the cost curve. And he's like, well, those are exactly the things that I'm good at. We talk about needing to centralize data, and you know, data is obviously at the heart of Amazon's operation. So I think he has a lot of the ingredients.
I mean, it seems like sort of a uniquely sort of Silicon Valley titan attitude, Wall Street titan attitude, titan of business attitude to say, I have all the ingredients and I can do that. But if I, you know, I mean, look, if I look through my cupboards, I have all the ingredients for Moroccan tagine, but that does not mean that I can pull it off based, you know, depending on how complex the recipe actually is. And I would say healthcare seems like that industry has a lot more moving parts than bookstores.
It does. But look, I mean, he's a guy who understands inefficiencies and how to exploit those inefficiencies, right? I almost think of him more as a business guy who got into tech. I think he sees maybe healthcare as a giant distressed property, a Barnes & Noble on the edge of town. And he says, I think I could do this better.
Are you okay with it, like as a consumer?
You know, I am, only because I'm so distraught at the state of our healthcare system.
So you think they'll do a good enough job that it'll be worth it?
I think anything that's going to make healthcare affordable, that's going to centralize medical records, we should applaud those efforts, because the federal government is not doing it right now. And you know, look, medical healthcare stocks plunged, right? When he said this, it's because they're worried he might get it right. Suddenly, it's the end of health insurance as you know it. And I mean, it sounds just like the bookstore in 1992, right?
That's Alexander Nazarian, senior writer for Newsweek. Amazon, as it happens, reported earnings yesterday, and surprise, it made a lot of money. Its revenue was up 38%. Its cloud business, AWS, was the most profitable part of the business. And Jeff Bezos hinted that Amazon just can't stop selling Echoes. It is also Feedback Friday. This week on the Marketplace Tech blog, I rounded up some of the potential obstacles to self-driving cars, like patent wars, but also things like weather and snow and basic safety. Philip Davis wrote to us about the idea that cars will learn over time. He said, "This is the mentality of computer programmers who have released defective software for their entire careers. Let the customer find all the problems and then charge them for the fixes. It is not a proper mentality of someone who is building machines that will kill people." It's hard to argue with that, Philip. Stephanie Hughes produces Marketplace Tech. Drew Jostad is our engineer. I'm Molly Wood. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.